We're giving you nothing less than 100% on London's Soul Radio, the soul of London.
Welcome to the Soul of London Radio. My name is Michael Speaks, and this is the wonderful station known as the Soul of London Radio. And welcome to the greatest hits of Solar Records Part 1. Kicking things off with a track that got to number 2 in 1979, number 1 in the US of A, The Whispers.
Thank you.
super track from 1979, a track that went to number two in the UK pop charts back in 1979 and also number one in the US R&B charts. Oh, wow. Released in the latter part of 1979, came to prominence in many clubs in the early part of 1980. If you think that's good, this next track got to number eight in the UK back in 1986. Once again, welcome to the Soul of London Radio. As I said, I'm Michael Speaks, the content creator of this show, and this show is all about the greatest hits of Solar Records, part one. fan of Midnight Star and Midas Touch got to a UK number 8 back in 1985. Haven't heard that one for a while. Actually, I'm getting to like these solo tracks. Big hi to the wonderful people listening in Grenada on 90.9 FM stereo. How you doing? The Midas Touch. Okay, this is slightly more on the disco side. 1979 for this track. Got to number 20 in the UK pop charts. Sound of Dynasty. First track released off their debut album. We'll be right back. number 24, the first release by a group called Dynasty. One of my favourite tracks as well from that time. Once again, welcome to the greatest hits of Solar Records, part one. In 1985, the group Collage released this fantastic hit, which didn't do too well in the UK charts. Only got to number 46. Romeo, Where's Juliet?
Oh,
Amanda Collage and Romeo Where's Juliet got to number 46 in the UK pop charts. That means it didn't get played on the legendary Thursday evening show, 7:30 till 8 p.m. Top of the Pops. They only played tracks from the top 30 and that was it. Okay, this next track happens to be my lovely mother who passed away some years ago. This was one of her favourite tracks. Went gold, this track, in 1979. Went to number one in the US R&B charts, number one in the US dance charts, and only number 45 in the UK charts. I'm talking about Shalamar and the introduction of Howard Hewitt to the vocal talents of the group Shalamar. And Second Time Around. Thank you. time around. Oh my goodness. Even though it didn't do well in the UK pop charts, it was played everywhere. Seriously, I can tell you with all honesty. I don't think there was a club back in 1979 that didn't play that particular track, north, south, east, or west of the pole. From a Shalimar to a track that didn't do too well in the charts for some reason, I can't figure it out. But this is Dynasty in a track called Groove Control. Dynasty and a track called Groove Control that, as I said, didn't do too well in the UK charts, but this track did pretty well back in 1978 off an album called Shalimar Disco Gardens. Got to number 20 in the UK charts. but didn't do too well in the charts in the United States of America.
Take that to the bank. I know how to treat a man with fear in good hands, baby love.
number 20 in the UK pop charts. Oh, wow. Sort of track that you wouldn't have to go too far back then if you lived near Woolworths, the classic big hardware shop we used to have in the UK. Okay, let's slow things down just a tad with a track that came out in 1985 by one of the first ladies of Solar Records. Got to number 20 in the US R&B charts. A track called Hello Stranger by Carrie Lucas.
Thank you.
Absolutely beautiful. Hello Stranger by Carrie Lucas, the first lady of Solar Records. I think that's because she was married to the CEO, if I'm right. Maybe I got that right. I think yes. I'm going to go with yes. Here's a track that, strangely enough, I thought would have done a lot better because I've heard this. Many of you have heard this track many, many times off the album Go For It by Shalimar. It came out in 1981. It got to number 19 in the US R&B charts, but it did not chart in the UK. Did not chart anywhere in the the UK charts, but loved by everybody. Another signature tune from Howard Hewitt. This is Shalimar, and Sweeter As The Days Go By.
They can spend the money, but they don't mean a thing without the money. You know what I mean? 'Cause your kiss is like the taste of aged wine, and with the start of another day, you got me thinking your vintage is hard to find. Your love gets sweeter as the days go by. I'm telling you, girl, your love is sweet, and I know it won't die. Your love gets sweeter as the days go by. As the days go by, there are pretty faces on TV, but compared to the way you look, girl, they don't mean a thing to me. Right here with you,
to number 19 in the US R&B charts. Oh boy, what a beautiful track. Shalimar and Sweeter As The Days Go By. This next track, which I happen to like very much, by The Whispers, came out in 1981. Only got to number 44 in the UK pop charts, but number 4 in the US R&B charts. Track from an album called Imagination by The Whispers on Solar Records, and I Can Make It Better For You. We'll be right back. the penultimate track of this fantastic show, The Greatest Hits of Solar Records Part 1, with me, the content creator Michael Speaks, on the Soul of London Radio. Super track, got to number 4 in the US R&B charts. I'm going to be leaving you with this one. A track that came out in 1986.
Would someone please hang that phone up?
Or maybe 1984. I prefer to correct myself because I'm not perfect. 1984, track called Operator from the album No Parking on the Dance Floor. Sound of Midnight Star. Anyway, take care of yourselves and watch out for part 2 of The Greatest Hits of Solar Records on the Soul of London Radio.
Live 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Online for the funkiest classics, the coolest R&B, and the smoothest jazz on London Soul Radio, thesoulofLondon.com.